initial visit for John Garcia, GARCIA, on January 24th, 2013. Carbon copy to Dr. Heather Kelly, KELLY, 303-762-1583. Very pleasant right-handed 65-year-old man was referred to our clinic for evaluation for progressive memory loss. Period. Patient has a history of diabetes mellitus type 2 that was under poor control until recently. Period. Patient is accompanied by his wife, who reports that his symptoms have started after head injury received in a motor vehicle accident in 2005 and have been progressive since. Period. His symptoms seemed fluctuate in severity. Period. On some days he has a difficult time keeping up with a conversation. Period. Patient is very forgetful, forgets names of his grandkids. He has stopped driving due to confusion and getting lost. Period. Has difficulty with preparing meals or managing his own medications. Period. Complains of poor quality sleep, waking up numerous times during night. Period. Recently had a sleep study, but is not aware of the results yet. Period. His past medical history significant for diabetes and hypertension. Surgical history, appendectomy. Current medications are metformin, glyburide, Zocor, lisinopril, simvastatin, omeprazole, fish oil, and Zoloft 50 milligrams. Insulin, gamfibrazil 600 milligrams twice a day. No known drug allergies, review of systems as above, plus tinnitus, chronic fatigue and depression. Doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol, denies use of illegal drugs, disabled, not a construction worker, married, has six children. Family history significant for stroke, dementia, migraines, hypertension, diabetes, and heart disease. On a physical exam, blood pressure 130 over 80, heart rate 78, alert, partially oriented to time, has a bilateral hearing loss, unobtainable ankle jerks bilaterally, a mildly white-based gait, a swain on Romberg, but able to compensate tandem, not tested, has not been able to name all of his grandchildren, was confused about the number of grandchildren, period. Got 0 out of 5 on serial 7 subtractions. Official minimal status exam was not performed, otherwise non-focal exam, follow normal template. Assessment number 1, memory loss. Our period patient does appear to have significant memory loss and cognitive impairment, according to his wife, onset after a close head injury, period. I'd like to obtain an MRI to rule out any obvious intracranial abnormality, period. Suspect progressive dementia, Alzheimer's type, period. I will perform minimal status exam at the follow-up period. Start patient on Namenda, followed by Exelonbert or Aricept, period. Discuss supplements and medical foods to improve memory functioning, period. Patient refused to take them due to the cost of the supplements. Period. Recommended him to start taking L-methylfolate supplement and vitamin B complex, period. The patient had a sleep study, apparently was positive for sleep apnea, period. He needs to follow up with his primary care physician to be set up for CPAP titration, period. Assessment number 2, peripheral neuropathy, likely diabetic, period. Follow up in 1 month, sinuric dive PAC.